nobody like him. Hallelujah. Nobody like him. Yes. Hallelujah. It's amazing how God deals with your spirit when you least expect it. And I think it was on a Thursday morning that I was sitting in the chair in the living room and I was looking out the window. And I was talking to God concerning some things that I've been dealing with, some things that other people that talked to me told me they were dealing with. And this is one of the verses that God spoke to my heart. It's in the book of Romans. This is everybody knows these verses. It's in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter and the 36th verse.
Yes, Lord.
And this is what God was reminding me. So this message is to me first, then it's to you. Because it's so important that I stand by the very fabric of the Word of God as much as you do. So it says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But then he goes on to say, nay, in all these things we are what?
More than
what?
Conquerors.
Through him that what?
Loved us.
For I am persuaded that neither
death
or
life,
nor
angels,
nor principalities,
nor powers,
nor
things present,
or things
to come,
nor height,
nor
depth, nor any other
creature.
Amen. Hallelujah. Shall be able to
separate us.
Say that word again. Separate
us.
Say it again. Separate
us.
Say it one more time. Separate like you mean.
Separate.
From the what?
Separate.
From the love of God. Which is in
Christ
Jesus.
Our Lord.
Where is Christ Jesus at today?
Amen.
He's in you.
Amen.
Amen. It's written. It was written like this for a certain reason. Because Paul wanted you to understand, we get caught up and we think that we're the only ones that's going through something. We think that our hardships are harder than everybody else's. We think our pains are more strenuous, more pressful than anybody else's. But everybody is going through something.
Amen.
A lot of things they're going through they don't want to share with you because you can handle it if they told you.
Come on now. Come on now.
Amen. So we've learned that we have to, the Bible says, take your faults to your brother, but you've learned from experience, you better take them to God. I'm not sure if we've got to that place yet where you can take your bear your burden to your brother. And they just gonna pray for you and not talk about you.
Amen.
Well, y'all keep it real up in here today. As it is written, who wrote it? God wrote it. It says, for thy sake, on account of, we are put to death all the day long. Now hold it. Period. All put to death all the day long. Listen to what I'm finna tell you. That ain't talking about nobody persecuting you. That ain't talking about nobody talking about you. That's not talking about you not having the finances that you need. That's not talking about you not having health in your body. It says we are killed all the day long. What did Paul say? For I must die.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man.
We got to die out.
Man.
We are accounted as what? Sheep. Listen to this. The word for the word sheep in the Greek means something that walks straight. It don't mean crooked. It don't mean sideways. But it means straight. You ever seen sheep following their shepherd? For the, then it says, for sheep for the slaughter. And guess what the word slaughter means? It means sacrifice. Guess what we are? We are sacrifices unto God. So you're going to go through some stuff. You're going to feel some things. You're going to see some things. Some things you're not going to understand. But one thing for sure, you're going to find out that you have a God that is on your side.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
My goodness, I couldn't have made it through some of the stuff I made it through this week, Brother Tony, if it hadn't have been for the grace and the mercy of God. I had to realize, pastors, that I was a sheep. Just because they say pastor, I'm still a sheep. Because Jesus is the shepherd.
Yes, Lord.
And he means for me to do what? Walk straight.
Come on now.
I can hear Paul saying to them, don't follow me, but follow me as I follow Christ.
That's right.
If you don't see me following Christ,
come on now,
then you need to find you another road to go down.
Come on now. Tell it.
Amen. But then he says, even though we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, even though we must die a daily life, even though we are counted as sheep for the sacrifice, because we are, Jesus was our sacrificial lamb, now you're his sacrificial lamb. You don't believe it? Check your Bible. He said, these things that I do, you shall do also. Guess what he did? He didn't just raise the dead or heal the sick. He died. And he rose again that we might have life. Oh, God said, sometimes you got to die out to yourself so that somebody can live.
Amen.
But he said, and all this, but nay, hold on. Hold on a minute. Put on the brakes. Stop the press. I like that. Regardless of what it is, in all these things you are
more.
I didn't hear that word. You are what?
More.
My goodness. That just don't mean that you are just more there, but that means you're exhilarated. You're exalted. You're uplifted. You're powerful.
Amen.
My goodness. Alexander the Great, he conquered. But you're greater than that. The Romans conquered. But you're greater than that. Listen to this. Your feelings try to conquer. But you're greater than that. Your emotions try to conquer, overwhelm you. But you're greater than that. I don't know. In these last days, I'm finding out that we are under attack. And it's not coming from without, but it's coming from within. Because we're being attacked by our emotions and our feelings and our thoughts and our senses and our hearing and our what we see. That's what's attacking us. My goodness. People aren't running around shooting up stuff because the devil told them. People are shooting up stuff because what's in a man gonna eventually come out of that man. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody help me get that. We are more. You're not just a mere conqueror. You're more than that. God made you more than that. Why? Because it's all through him. If you're trying to do it without Jesus, you're wasting your time.
Tell it.
Through him that loved us. How did he show us he loved us? He died that we might have life and that we might have it more. I know he loved me because he got me out of all that mess I keep getting myself into. So finally the man of God says, for I am.
Come on now.
How many heard that? For I am. Talking about the deity and the authority of God.
Yeah.
The I am.
My Lord.
For I am. I'm persuaded, Pastor.
Yeah.
I'm catching it, but I'm persuaded.
Yes.
I don't feel good, but I'm persuaded.
Come on,
I got pain, but I'm persuaded.
Yeah.
I'm sick in my body, but I'm persuaded.
Yeah.
I got problems in my mind, but I'm persuaded.
Yeah.
I don't have the finances that I need, but I'm persuaded.
Yeah.
People don't like me, but I'm still persuaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I'm persuaded, my God. That means that I'm not just persuaded, but I'm convinced. And if I'm convinced, that goes back to the verses before that. Well, I'm backtracking. That means that no weapon that's formed against me can prosper or overwhelm me or take me out of here, because I'm convinced. That I'm more than just a mere man. I'm more than just a mere person. But I'm full of the power of God, the living God, which gives me strength. Help me, Lord. I'm persuaded. I'm convinced. I'm convinced that neither what? Death, nor life. It don't matter. That means I don't have to be afraid of death. You know why you don't have to be afraid of death? Because you're supposed to be dying on a daily basis anyway. And you're not worried about life, because you have a life giver in you. I'm convinced that what he's saying is, with everything else that I'm going through, everything else I'm dealing with, I still got to deal with these things. But I'm convinced that even though I'm conquer over those things, I'm greater over these other things. Goodness. How many folks are persuaded?
Convinced.
Yeah. Neither death nor life. Then it goes talking about nor what? Nor angels. Y'all ain't hearing me today. Nor angels. It's a reason you can say nor angels, because where have been they are?
Come on now, break it down.
I know y'all ain't thought about that, but an angel is lower than you are. That's why old boy got mad.
All right.
Break it down, man.
Look here, God. You gonna make this man and give him authority over everything, including me? Didn't you do enough? You done already kicked me out of heaven. Now you're going to give me this fake name and call me the prince of the air. What I'm going to do in the air?
Nor
what? Principalities. That means in order, the time don't control me, places don't control me, rank don't control me, because my God is in my control of me.
That's right.
Then he goes on to say, nor powers. Listen to that real closely.
Yeah.
Nor powers. The reason it's talking about nor powers, it's talking about the power that we have within us that wars against the flesh. And the flesh wars against the spirit.
That's right.
Battle going on. There's a fight.
Yeah.
There's
a
fight for your soul.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
And you're not going to win it out here. You're going to win it in here.
Come on, guys.
And the only way you can win it in here is through this.
Come on. Amen.
It's in this Bible.
Amen.
I have realized I'm in a fight.
Amen.
I'm in a fight where I ain't get hit in the kidney.
Oh.
You saw it happen a few weeks ago. Signs were so bad I come in with a black eye. My first lady and hit me while I was asleep. I'm under attack, just like you are. We're all under attack. But Paul saying it don't even matter though.
No, it don't.
Then he goes on to talk about nor things present, nor things to come.
Uh-huh.
Why are you worried about what's coming down the chute? If you ain't gonna worry about what's going on now, you most certainly ain't gonna worry about what's coming.
Come on now.
Because if you get to worry about what's coming, you can't deal with now.
That's right.
And the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me today. Y'all don't hear me today.
Yeah.
Then he goes on to say, nor height. My goodness. When he's talking about height, he's talking about things that are above.
Yeah.
Nor death. When you look at the word death and you think it's talking about deepness, but it's not talking about deepness. It's talking about profound matters.
Right.
How many of y'all got some profound things going on in your life you just don't know how the heck to get out of? About you, but I got a few. And they never hesitate to let me know that they there. Be laughing at me, but Sister Mother Relaford, walk up behind me and go, you thought you got away, didn't you? But you didn't. But what he don't understand, I've been got away. I got away from him when I accepted Christ into my life.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because my God says that in spite of everything that's going on, I can do all things.
Uh-huh. Yes, you can.
Through the Christ that's in me,
yes.
That has strengthened me.
Yes.
That means he has enabled you to run this race with the patience of God. Because you have a God living in you.
That's right.
Amen.
Nor any other creature. Now, I looked up the word creature, and the word creature talks about, creeping things and all that kind of stuff. Don't look at your neighbor when I say this. But any other creature.
All right.
How many caught that? Or any other creature. Because you don't know what that person done subjected themselves to.
Right.
Amen. I like the part where he says, shall be able to separate me, pull me apart, change my mind.
For
being convinced
that
God is great in all and all.
Amen.
And that if I call upon his name, he shall surely answer my prayer.
Yes, he will.
And I found out, Evangelist Charlotte, that answering my prayer ain't me opening my mouth. Answering my prayer is standing.
Amen.
It happened on all the stairs. Shall be able to. Man, you better get over it. You ain't gonna separate me from nothing. Now, I might get a little down. ain't that super spiritual that I ain't gonna get down, Sister Brenda's. I'm not gonna be so beat up in my spirit that it's not gonna discourage me. I'm not gonna see things that I don't like. I'm not gonna hear things that I don't approve of. I'm not going to feel things that just hurt, but I do know this, that in spite of all that, if I hang with God, none of that stuff will pull me away from my destiny. Almost done with this. Separate us from the love. The affection and the authority of God.
Amen.
You're not going to separate me from that.
I know that's right.
You know how you befriend folks on Facebook? I'm going to befriend you. Because I'm convinced that no creature, no time, no space, no place gonna separate me from the authority of God.
Amen.
God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now you remember, Jesus Christ means our salvation. Christ Jesus means the one that died, rose again, and ascended to the right hand of the Father.
Right.
But he left us something.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah.
He said, don't worry, because I'm going to send you somebody that's going to keep you strong, that's going to remind you, that's going to uplift you, that's going to empower you. Why do you think you can do all things through Christ Jesus to strengthen you? Because of the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says the Holy Ghost gives us all knowledge.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been through a few things.
Yeah.
But they were good things. You know why? Because it taught you and prepared you for the next time.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how powerful you are, but I seem to always have a next time. Oh, Lord. In Christ Jesus. Now, I've done the anointing oil messages. I have a bunch of anointing oil messages. But we need to know what the anointing does. I was told that, son, now this wasn't Pastor Art, it was somebody, another preacher that came to the church. Son, you know, if you fast and pray and meditate, the anointing will be greater in your life. And I believe you. And I fasted and prayed, and I even fasted long times. Sought God, guess what? I sense no anointing. But I got news for you. When LLEA started breaking out, when I started having the struggles, First Lady preaches, the struggle is real. That's all I hear now. When I found out it wasn't going to be as easy as they has convinced me that it was, I had to reconvince myself. I had to change my thought pattern. I had to understand that I had to be renewed, transformed by the renewing of this word. And you can't always go by what man or woman tell you. The Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have everlasting life. It didn't say somebody else study for you to show yourself approved. You study yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
myself together, I found out every trial I went through held the keys. Every struggle that I had to deal with, every painful area of my life I had to put up with, I found out that I got a little stronger in God. Because if I trusted him through A and B,
that's right.
If I paid close attention, I learned how to make it through C and D. Yes. You're supposed to learn from your circumstances.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I made up my mind. I told Dennis, you're not going to separate me from the love of God.
Amen.
So you might as well get your act together.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't ready to go home yet.
Amen.
I hear folks say all the time, we be laughing about this, I'm ready to go home and be with Jesus. Stop going to see the doctors. Stop taking your medicine. Stop asking God to heal you and just go. I'm going to fight this fight of faith.
Yes.
And I'm going to be persuaded and convinced that I can do all things through Christ Jesus that does strengthen me. It ain't about giving up. It's about getting strong.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right.
All right.
That's right.
My goodness. Hallelujah. And then if you go down to the 16th verse, skip them first two lines and look at that third line. The effectual. Same chapter. 16th verse. The effectual, fervent prayer. Y'all don't see it? 5 and 12, verse 16. That's where we've been all the time. No, we're not in Romans, we're in James.
Okay.
I thought y'all just knew.
Well, we knew you
meant to. What's wrong with him, El Perez? You was there, see? You was there.
Move out the way, Sam. You're about to get struck down.
Do y'all have it now? James, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse. Now we're working with something. Now we're working with something. You know that beginning of that verse says, confess your faults. We already dealt with that with one another and pray, but you can't be sure that when you, and the word fault means sins, you can't go to somebody and tell them what your sins were because you can't trust them to just pray. This is a new age. This is a new age where everybody posts everything on Facebook. You look up on Facebook and what you done told somebody you're going through is on Facebook. They done put you out there and threw you up under the bus. So we know that we need to go to God. Because see, God don't use Facebook. Not that I know of, not unless he tells me he does and I ain't heard it. He don't need Facebook when he can speak to the hearts of men. Amen. So we just going to move on down to where it says, somebody say, effectual.
Effectual.
Y'all ain't say it like y'all believe it, though. Effectual. That's a little better. That's a little better. It means energio, or it means energize. Uh-huh. You can't pray for folks if you don't believe. Folks praying for folks and they don't even believe. I'm just going to pray for you because you want me to. Don't pray for me. If you pray for me because I want you to, and you're not praying for me because you got some power, keep your hands to yourself. Amen. You say, well, why don't you just pray for yourself? Sometimes the Bible does say where there are two or three gathered. Amen. That's like, for instance, you put me and Pastor Keys together and give us a slab of ribs. We gonna work together. He gonna start at one end, and I will start at the other end. And when we meet up at the middle, we gonna be trying to figure out who gonna get the last bone. See, that's my brother. He said we gonna break it. Ooh, Lord, have mercy, help me. The effect, the energy to energize, fervent. My God.
Yeah.
Oh. Fervent. Desire. Powerful. Executive order. Prayer.
Yeah.
Of a what?
Righteous.
A righteous.
That's right.
Or somebody that's just.
Amen.
Or somebody that's standing in the right place with God.
Amen.
Now don't get it twisted. You can have made mistakes and still be in the right place with God.
That's right. That's right.
We watched a movie the other night called Sense. And I just had to keep my mouth shut. I did pretty good. But it wasn't a bad rendition of Sense. He was always chasing after something that God didn't want him to have. And then when he chased after what God didn't want him to have and it got him in trouble, he'd say, Lord, forgive me. Let me get just this time. And guess what? God always showed up. Why? Because he was the called and the chosen of God.
Amen.
Unbelievable. Of a righteous man availeth much. Means it's strong from much. Whatever you pray and believe God for, you have to expect it to take place.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are the righteous of God. First lady always throwing something at me. I was fussing this week, Brother Andrews, but she so kindly reminded me. Now, you know the Bible says it rained on the just and the unjust. You know I wanted to tell her, right? But I didn't. I took it to heart. She let me have it. Pastor, you have to practice what you preach. I'm looking at her. Where does she go to sleep tonight? But that's what you need in your life. Somebody that's going to keep you on a straight and narrow. Somebody always patting you on the back when they know you wrong ain't good for you. If you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. So we must come to a place in ourselves that we realize that we have power, listen to this, power over man. And we have the gift of deliverance in our lives. I've done made it through all that stuff. Now it's time for us to help somebody else make it.
Amen.
Amen. But you know how that goes. Most times we don't even want to be bothered. It ain't come again. It ain't like they got a new story. They got the same old story. We used to have our prayer lines across the street. There was a lady. Every time she come through the line, she needed prayer for the same thing. One morning, she cussed me out. Right down front. Because I explained to her very nicely, you have been prayed for over 100 times for the same thing. Don't you think it's about time you do something? It's about time you believe God. Amen. We have to understand that we have the power and ability to anoint ourselves. Amen. And when you do it, to believe. You know how I show God I believe? By doing what my flesh tells me I can't do. You got too much pain to do that, but we just gonna keep it moving, bro. Either you can get with the program or not. But we gonna do the work of God.
For those that follow me, there must be a transformation. You cannot remain in the same place as you were before. You must move toward me. Your minds must be transformed. As you are transformed, ye shall overcome. Ye shall move past all of those things that my servant has mentioned this morning. And I will give you the blessing of sitting with me in my throne. For have I not said that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony? All of those who overcome shall sit with me in my throne, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know, our thing for our anniversary this year is the blood will never lose its power. The blood can't lose its power because it's a living being. It's not a thing. It's not your imagination. It's not the thing of your imagination or idea. But it's a person. Jesus is the anointed one. And if the anointed one abides in you, that means that it's a living being. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we're going to believe God for the unbelievable. Whatever it is that you need in your life today, we're going to anoint it. We've been meditating on this all week in my spirit. That God and His blood power is everlasting. I used to love what Pastor Hart used to say. If you don't have enough faith to believe God, I got enough faith to believe Him for you. I got enough faith to believe God for you. If you don't have enough on your own. Amen. So whatever you need from God this morning, I want you to get up. And I want you to get it on your mind and get it in your spirit. And I want you to come down here.